Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that time we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer@yeshome.com. Let us know what your need is so we can lift it up before the Lord on the Prayer Closet. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so don't let that hinder you from getting the prayer that you need. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And Lord, we do thank you this day for your love and grace and mercy. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to come before you, to seek you in prayer, knowing that you are a good and gracious God who loves us, who cares for us, and who will meet our every need. So we thank you, we praise you, we give you all glory this day, that you will work and with power and with might in the lives of your people. That everyone who calls in today with their prayers will feel and see your power at work in them and give glory to your name as you work your good and your glory in their lives. We pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And today before we get into our prayers, we always like to get into the Word of God. And today we're in the Sermon on the Mount. We've been working our way through there last couple of weeks, where Jesus talks about what it means to be a kingdom person. What does it mean to live in God's kingdom and as God's community and as God's people? And we're in the section on prayer, Matthew chapter 6, and we've come up to the Lord's Prayer. So we're going to examine this either today and maybe even tomorrow. We'll see how far we get. But he begins, I won't read all of it, but he says, it begins with a warning not to pray like the hypocrites do, who stood on street corners in the middle of the synagogue and prayed out loud so everybody could see them. And Jesus said they've got the reward. That's all they wanted to be seen, was all they cared about was being seen. But instead, we should go into our closet and pray, not Babylon like the pagans, just give your request to God. Well, and we talked yesterday about how it's about the audience. Who is the audience of prayer? Who is the audience of this prayer? That's what matters. And then he tells us how to pray. And that leads us up to the Lord's Prayer. This then is how you should pray. With God as your audience, not caring about what other people think, not babbling on like the pagans, thinking God will only hear you because of your eloquence, but rather a focused, directed prayer to the Lord. And these are the things you should pray. Now, he's not saying that you need to do this word for word, but he's telling us the things that should inform our prayer. And we begin with this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's not surprising that Jesus begins his prayer with a focus on the Lord. He says, I want you to start your prayer by focusing on the Father, focusing on your Father in heaven, on his name, on his being, and on your desire to see his kingdom manifested on earth as it is in heaven. Because we've already been told, we've already been warned earlier about the audience of a prayer. That true prayer has the proper audience, and the proper audience of our prayer is God, right? That's who we're praying to. And so as we seek the Lord, as we seek his word, as we seek him in prayer, right, we need to set our focus on him. So the beginning of prayer is a focus on the Lord, on the Father in heaven, on his name. And his name is, we talk about the name of the Lord. Hallowed be your name. Your name be holy. Your name be set apart. God's name is already holy. It's already set apart. It's already hallowed. I don't know that we can do anything to make it more holy. But when we pray that his name be hallowed, we pray that there be a recognition of his name, an understanding of who God is and all his magnificence and glory. that we begin our prayer with this meditation on the Father and His awesomeness. God is our audience, and He is awesome. And we pray, hallowed be thy name, we're praying, you know, that we understand it, that we grow in it, that we grow in the knowledge of who He is. His name encompasses all that who He is. And we desire for that to be holy, to be set apart, magnified, to be glorified. We desire to know it so we can glorify it. And so this is how we begin prayer. This is how we avoid the first trap of the Pharisees. Well, prayer is not about anything other than speaking to God. It's not about whether other people see us, how well it sounds, or if it's a beautiful prayer or eloquent prayer. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if other people look at us and say, oh, there's a righteous guy. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that we're speaking to our Father in heaven. And we ask that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That we be brought into line with the Lord, that our wills be made one with His, just as Jesus lived in perfect union with His Father and in perfect alignment with His Father's will. As Jesus told us, He says, I can only do what I see my Father do. I'm not here to do my bidding, I'm here to do His bidding. I'm not here to do what I want, I'm here to do what He wants. And everything I do is a reflection of my commitment to be like Him. Because I live in perfect will with my Father. I desire what He desires. I don't desire anything else. That's what I want. I want what He wants. And He calls upon us to say, this is how we should be. This is what we're praying, that our wills would be brought in perfect alignment with His will. And so the beginning of our prayer is all about who we're praying to, the audience of our prayer, God, who He is, and bringing ourselves into alignment with that reality. This is the beginning of all prayer. Lord, let me know You and who You are, and understand this and hallow this. Let me live in the light of this truth and in the light of Your glory. And then, Lord, bring me into line with Your will. And not just me, but all of creation. Bring us into line with Your will and into alignment with it and into an understanding of it. Now we're ready to get to our requests. Because here's the thing, once we truly understand who God is, and once we truly desire to bring our will into His will, then that's going to shape what we pray for, what we ask. If my goal is to live in alignment with God's will, then the things I'm going to ask are things that are in alignment with His will and purposes. This is why the Bible says that the Lord gives freely to those, whatever you ask, for those who love Him. Right? The Lord will give whatever you ask to those who love Him. Now, there's a caveat there, right? He doesn't just say, the Lord will give you whatever you ask. He says, He'll give whatever you ask to those who love Him. To those who understand who He is and desire to live in accordance with His will. Because if that's the way we're living, then we can be trusted to ask for good things. If my desire is to live in alignment with God's will, then I'm not going to ask for things that might not be in alignment with His will.
I'm going to ask for things that are in alignment with his will. I'm not just going to ask for what I desire. I'm going to ask for what God desires and what God desires for me. As James says, you know, we ask, but we do not have because we do not believe, or we ask to spend on our own selfish passions. But if I'm being brought into alignment with God's will, God's going to start addressing those, and he's going to change those. So those passions change, and they become a passion for him, not a passion just, you know, God, give me a fancy new car, or a big house, or money, or whatever. So when we pray, give us this daily, our daily bread, we're going to know what our daily bread is. The problem is we don't often know what our daily bread is. When we live in light of who God is and pray that we will be brought into alignment with his will, then we'll know what our daily bread is. What is that daily bread we need? What is it that I should be asking God? Not just whatever I want, but what does he want? And then I know because he wants it, I can ask with boldness and confidence because it's what he desires. I'm walking in alignment with his will. And know with confidence he will bring it about. It is the Prayer Closet, 419-240-1937. I have a couple of requests in. One listener simply asking for a prayer for me and my family. Lord, we do pray for this listener as we lift them up. You know the needs for this listener and their family. You know their concerns. And Lord, we place them before you and ask that you would work your will and purposes in that in their lives and that family. That they would be a family that glorifies you. That there would be joy and peace in that family. That it would be a loving place that brings glory to your name. And so, Lord, we lift them into your care and into your hands and pray this in your name. Amen. And then another listener asking for prayer for their aunt, who had some cancer markers go up 20 points and is now waiting for a brain MRI. Lord, we do pray for this listener's aunt and pray for her health situation. Lord, we pray against any cancer that is in her. Lord, we pray for healing. If there is indeed cancer there, that you would heal that cancer, you would destroy those cancer cells in her body, that you would deliver her from that. And Lord, we pray also for peace upon her. I'm sure a very frightening time for her. Lord, we pray that you would grant your peace and calmness over her, that she would experience the power of your presence and your spirit in her life. And Lord, that that peace that passes all understanding would guard her heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And we also want to pray for our school focus this week. East Dayton Christian School in Riverside, Ohio. Lord, we pray for East Dayton Christian School. We pray for their safety in this time of COVID. Lord, pray you just continue to watch over them, keep everyone safe as they follow those protocols. Lord, we pray for the staff and administrators as they have some tough decisions to make in this time. We pray that you would lead and guide them, that they would seek you in all decisions that need to be made, that they would seek will and your purposes in these things. And Lord, they would follow your leading in all things. And Lord, we pray that the students we've brought up in truth, we pray for those teachers that they would lead their students in truth and lead them in the truth of the gospel and the truth of Jesus Christ and ground all that truth in you. And so as they teach, Lord, that they would show how all truth comes back to you. And Lord, that they would not just educate their children, educate the students, but help form them into Christ-like young men and women. And Lord, we pray for those students that they would continue to grow and learn, not only in knowledge, Lord, but also learn in being formed and shaped into the image of Christ. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. Remember, if you have a prayer request throughout the day, you can always call here at 419-389-0893. As always, folks here would be happy to pray with you. You can go online to our website, yeshome.com, click on the Chat Now button, get connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. That's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or email or text your prayer to us at prayer@yeshome.com. God bless everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on the Prayer Closet.